Oi, oi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Diz Unlimited Universal Show. I'm Craig Williams. I am joined alongside by my co-host, Rhino.
Hello.
Hello, Rhino. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm pretty excited.
I am very excited, too. We have a lot of exciting news to uncover. Universal revealed their magnificent summer that they're having, and it was far more than I ever expected, hoped for, anticipated. I mean, some stuff is right in line, but it should be a very, very exciting summer for anyone visiting Universal Orlando Resort, and we're going to go over those details on why it's going to be so great in just a second. But before we do that, I want to remind you this is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content and you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. It costs you no extra money, and you get the support of an awesome travel agent. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today for a free, no obligation quote. And this is also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to learn how to get exclusive content from our Diz team, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Now go ahead, do me a favor, hit the thumbs up, make sure you're subscribed to the channel, and hit that bell so you get notified anytime we have new videos. But let's jump into the news. The big day for visiting Universal Orlando this summer, Rhino, June 14th.
Yeah. Spit everywhere.
It's okay. You're very excited. Yeah. And I think we're going to end up bouncing around on the overall order of how we talk about everything. Because let's just get the first one out right away. DreamWorks Land. We've been talking about it for the past couple months. You're representing it today with a lovely Roosevelt shirt featuring Shrek.
Shrek, yes. Yeah. It's because I smell like an onion.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Okay. You got Shrek Swamp right on your shirt, which that's fantastic because that will be one of the locations inside of DreamWorks Land, which, again, that is opening June 14th, finally. So the wait is it's almost up here, and you'll be able to meet Shrek at Shrek Swamp, and, you know, there will be Poe Live, where you get to see Poe from Kung Fu Panda in a weird, like, virtual way that I'm still very interested in. There will be the play zone area that they have back there still for kids to, I'm sure, get extremely drenched. The trolls will have the troller coaster, trolls troller coaster. It's going to be very exciting, but unfortunately, I think it might also end up getting overshadowed by everything else happening that day. And maybe that's part of what they were planning on, was like, hey, you know what? This is going to be great for families. It's going to be great for kids. But we actually have a lot more in store that other people are going to find more interesting.
Like what?
Well, what do you want to start with? Rhino Parade or new Nighttime Lagoon Show?
Parade, I think, because I'm like pretty jazzed for this parade.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, not that I'm not jazzed for both of them, but I think I'm really looking forward to this parade because of a very, very large fella that's going to be in it.
Totally understand what you're talking about. So what Rhino is talking about is the Universal Mega Movie Parade. Beginning July 3rd, the Universal Mega Movie Parade will include some of the most beloved stories from Universal's films as they leap off the screen and land on the streets of Universal Studios Florida for the Universal Mega Movie Parade. There's going to be movies such as Et. Sorry, Et. that was a
Et
typo.
E.T. Caesar
theme. E.T. Yeah. They will also have Back to the Future. Never heard of it. Jaws. Ghostbusters. I think that's what you were excited about. Mm-hmm. Jurassic World. Not Jurassic Park. Jurassic World.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Especially because didn't they say in the wording it's themed by Universal attractions, past, present, and future?
Oh, that was more for the Lagoon Show.
Oh, okay.
But I also don't remember if they included the word park in that, too. We'll get to that in a second.
I don't know.
Jurassic World, Illumination's Minions, and Sing, and DreamWorks Animation's Trolls and Kung Fu Panda. You know what I'm starting to learn?
Trolls.
There's a lot of movie titles that end in S. And for someone who's slipping up over their S's nonstop, gets really difficult.
I was going to make a Sloppy Joe joke and I couldn't get there fast enough because I forgot the name of Sloppy Joe's. Little silly Sloppy Joe for you later.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
What else will be part of this parade? You have 13 brand new floats, nearly 100 performers, including dancers, skaters, stilt walkers, poi performers. What's a poi?
Poi, I don't know, is this. They're like colored, like light up, like balls usually on the end of a string. That's the people. Like people do flags and stuff.
I gotcha.
And they do poi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And I missed out on the end and more. I love it more. That's always my favorite.
Yeah.
There will be special effects to create a jaw-dropping experience where guests can relive classic film moments in a whole new way.
See, I feel like could have been a good play there. A jaw-dropping experience.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
They missed out there. Well, they should hire you to write these press releases. okay, so what Rhino is most excited for, I believe, is a 16-foot Stay Puft Marshmallow Man atop the Ghostbusters float. I guess I've been eating too much marshmallows today
because
I'm
mouth.
Struggling to talk completely. I don't know what's going on with me, but
it's
16-foot. It's Mishmashio. Marshmallow Man.
Yeah. I'm 16 foot, because I was thinking, maybe he'll be like a sort of an inflatable walk around character in the parade or something. But if he's 16 feet, that's like two of you.
I think it's a little bit more than two of me. I'm not 8 foot.
Tall?
Yeah, I'm not. You know, I know everyone's excited about
like
my
three
height
of
when
you.
Yeah.
Well, like two and a half. Yeah, it's fine. We'll chop your shins off like King of the Hill.
Excuse me.
I mean, obviously, very excited to have Ghostbusters back at Universal Studios, because when I came as a little kid, there was an attraction here that I thought was like the coolest thing in the world, the Ghostbusters show.
The Spooktacular.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
I never experienced it, and I probably never will, but we'll have to see how that all plays out here. So from Trolls, there will be a Caterbus and giant rainbows on that float. Really interesting with the Jaws float. There will be a drumline, apparently, that will be performing the iconic movie score, which I've never thought of Jaws and drum lines together, hand in hand.
No, because I thought, is it a piano? What is it?
It's some sort of, it's not a violin. It's too, so it might be like, I don't think it's a bass either. Maybe like
a woodwind?
No. It's definitely a stringed instrument. I can't think of the one that I'm trying to think of, though. A harp? Are you kidding me?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Those make heavenly sounds.
I am so mad at you right now. But drumline. I don't normally think of drumline and Jaws going.
I'm like thinking
it
in my head right now.
No, I don't know how that works. Unless you're talking about like a drum roll up to like after you get to all the doo doo. Dude, I'm not hearing it, but maybe we will once it's there. And that it will go alongside a float theme to the film, which I think is very exciting having that. For Jurassic World, the float for that, gyrosphere, raptors, and the fierce Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I believe the word you're looking for is fiercest.
Fiercest? What did I say?
Not that word, I don't think. So
what did I say? I don't know.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine. This sounds really cool. It sounds like that literally that like image when I think of Jurassic World, which is the gyrosphere with the T-Rex. Actually, it's from the second one, though, I think, where he's like doing the roar and all the like fire is kind of coming down. Yeah, because I think that's the second one, because it's when the volcano goes off.
Watched it once.
The second one?
Yeah.
You've seen the first one, though, more than once. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jurassic World. It's fine. Yeah. The other two?
Yeah.
Not for me.
It's okay. Take it or leave it. And what Universal is also saying about this parade, there will be lots of details that nod to iconic elements of the films.
And more.
And of course, the Summer Tribute Store will complement the new parade experience and feature themed rooms, merchandise, and photo ops inspired by some of the films that will be seen in the Universal Mega Movie Parade. This one it's felt like it's been in the works for such a long time. Universal has been without a parade for such a long time besides Universal Mardi Gras. I think this is going to be an extremely welcomed addition. And the fact that they weren't just trying to load what's currently popular with Universal into this parade and really look towards the past, I think that is just such a brilliant move.
Also, 13 floats. That's a lot of floats.
That's a long parade.
Because like their whatever the last parade was, it didn't even have nearly that many floats.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that the Christmas parade has quite a few floats. Well, like the balloons, but they do have the big
floats. No, they have the floats too. And yeah. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, between the Christmas, I'm trying to think off the top of my head how many, but the Christmas parade is a long parade, and I would say it easily has like the same amount. So I think this is going to be a long parade in general. Which, that's okay.
I mean, it's cool because, you know, it says in the thing, Back to the Future is going to be in there too, and they didn't say anything about that. And do you think they're going to, like, drive a DeLorean down the street?
I think they absolutely have to.
Like, Marty on a skateboard? Like, are we going to see Marty in the park again? Because we only ever see Doc, and it's just like, is it just going to be Doc, you know, on his bike, like, when he comes out to
the character? I want to see a DeLorean driven around the streets, and I want to see them, like, be able to open up the doors and actually, like, you know, look out and talk to people. Like, I think that would probably be the ideal look for me. And like with the Jaws float, I just really hope they're riding on an orca, not the animal, but the actual ship. And like, I don't know. I have so many ideas from what I would want to expect with it.
I know. I want there to be Marty, but I'm kind of realizing I don't think Marty's represented in the parks. And I wonder if that's like a likeness thing. Because he wasn't in the attraction either, and he's not, and they've never done like a meet and greet for his character, and he's not in the escape room either. Hmm. So like, or even referenced. I mean, he kind of is, but it's like, so I wonder if there's a, you know, a sort of a thing
with Michael J. Fox.
But that was before that time.
I felt like
be wrong. I mean, but I don't remember it. That's why I'm like,
when it was the day in 2015, I thought they had Doc and Marty out there, but I might be wrong.
I don't know. That
I might be
cool.
Wrong. That's been
I would love to see that. You know, Ghostbusters, obviously, they say there's a float, and I know there was that rumor that that Universal bought like a Cadillac from somebody. And so I would love to see like an Ecto-1 driving through. I think it would be a lot of fun to see this like kind of it's like making me think a little bit of like, sorry to reference like a Disney park, but at Hollywood Studios when they had the motorcade parade,
only stars this will and motor
be,
cars. Yeah,
this will be a good version of
that. Like, well, because that was
fun with the cars and stuff, like cars I want to see.
There's so many vehicles with Universal, like in these movies that are iconic themselves.
I mean, Fast and the Furious.
Could literally, it could be a parade just with the cars, but not like
just family,
not like what Disney did, where it's just like, okay, we'll take a car and then we'll theme it around a character and do it that way. No, I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see the Ecto-1. I want to see the DeLorean driving through. I want to see a real gyrosphere working.
Well, that's
or a Jurassic Park
that's
Jeep.
When they say gyrosphere. That would be cool too. I was thinking the gyrosphere. I know it says was atop the float. That's why I was like, oh, I want to see that on the street. But I didn't think of the Jeep too. That would be cool.
I'd be okay with all of that. You know what? I'm definitely going to be okay with. Not the name, but I'll be able okay watching this.
To make a movie parade?
No. I was like, this one's a tongue twister, so I apologize in advance for the people listening. It's a struggle. Sensational, a symphonic spectacular. The new Lagoon show we've been waiting for such a long time. The waters of Universal Studios Florida Lagoon will come to life with an all-new nighttime show, Sensational, a symphonic spectacular. The exhilarating new show will celebrate the emotional power of music by leveraging the iconic scores and scenes from blockbuster films that have inspired Universal Orlando's past, present, and future attractions, including Harry Potter and the Fantastic Beasts films, Jurassic World, Jaws, Shrek, Ghostbusters, Trolls, Back to the Future, Universal Monsters, Transformers, How to Train Your Dragon, E.T., Fast and Furious, The Super Mario Brothers Movie, Minions, The Mummy, and King Kong. Wow. That's a big list of movies, and, you know, I think that the one thing that is drawing me into this show right away is when they say that it's not just about the moments from these movies. It's about the power of music, leveraging the iconic scores and scenes from these Universal and, you know, other studios movies that have made such an impact on the attractions at Universal. Like to go into the music, I think that is the best way. However, some of these I'm scratching my head on because I don't think Fast and Furious and
I couldn't tell
music.
You a thing. Oh, wait. What's that song that was really popular? It's been a long
time. Oh, yeah. No, but this says that, scores. Yeah. That's after Paul Walker died. That's how they played it out in the movie.
But now I'm also like, I can't think of a single score moment in the. I mean, I'm not overly versed in Fast and Furious, but like Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, E.T., Jaws, you know, I actually don't know the score to King Kong either, but like those other ones, I'm like, you hear them and you're just like, sends this emotion right through you.
I mean, King Kong does send an emotion through me because I think that the Central Park piece from that score is like one of the most
beautiful. Talking about the original?
No. This is going to be Peter Jackson King Kong involved in here. That's what Universal has. So
I've only seen
Warner Brothers is the MonsterVerse, and then original King Kong is RKO. So
that's what I thought. Because I thought they had like gotten the rights.
I think they distribute the movie, but I'm pretty sure with King Kong, they're going to go, considering the ride is based off Peter Jackson King Kong, I think they're going to go with Peter Jackson King Kong.
Yeah.
But that's just, again, not getting into the minutia with it. And like The Mummy, it's not going to be the Tom Cruise Mummy as much as you want it. It's going to be most likely Brendan Fraser. And I mean, they're already including, they say Universal Monsters, so I'm not even thinking that it's like original The Mummy movie. I think it will be Mr. Fraser for you.
I mean, I love The Mummy, so yeah.
Is that okay with you? That.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually thrilled it's being included. I feel like The Mummy, it gives me that hope where I'm like, it doesn't, I mean, not to say it doesn't get the love it deserves, but it's nice to see it like celebrated as this like iconic thing.
I agree. You know, the one movie that seems to be missing from this that I think people would consider an iconic universal attraction?
Men in Black. Which also has iconic music in it too, because everyone was
does
like,
it? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. You're telling me you don't know the score of Men in Black?
Couldn't tell you a single one.
The opening song when the bug's flying around. Nope. Are you for real?
Couldn't tell you.
It is literally all you hear on the attraction.
I like it. You got very aggressive.
There. Oh, okay. You know it.
Oh, of course I know it. But even beyond that, I mean, it just include the song. Include, you know, why not?
Okay. That's when the alien drops down the music video.
We're going to have him leave off the song. We're going to have him, just because we don't want to experience that in person. But I do think that there's a lot of promise in this.
Having the Men in Black
attached to attractions at Universal Orlando Resort. But let's talk about the technology going into this.
Sensational. You have to say like a Baptist preacher.
I think they're trying to say
sensational.
I see C-I-N-E, and I think cinna, like cinema.
It's supposed to be sensational.
Yeah, but I don't like
it. But I think it's sensational.
And I think that's why maybe they're like, oh, well, we're saying it is sensational. Like
No, there's an extra E in there, baby. It's not C-I-N-S. Cinema.
That's how I have been saying it, is sensational, but it makes no sense to add in that extra syllable right in there.
No, it's awful. I hate made up words. I mean, all words are made up.
That's why it sounds more like they're trying to go for that hope of like, maybe you're saying it's
like Hunger Games.
Sensational.
No, you're saying it like it's a den in a dark side of town.
You're focusing on the sin aspect. I'm saying sensational.
Sensational.
I think it's like as if you're like
you got to do like an Al Pacino pawnless. Sensational. Cinema. She's got a great sensational.
It's a name. I think what's going into the show, though, will much outweigh the actual name.
I'd like to hear it said out loud while we're at the show. That's what I want.
Yeah, we need that. Or we need, I'm sure, maybe they released a podcast on it today or something.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
true.
I'll listen to it. We could be saying it wrong all the time, and I don't know. But the way I do read it, it's sensational. And it's just hard because it's, and I don't want to keep going around on this, but C-I-N-E, then capital S. So you know it's like
sensational.
But with the E in there, the cinna. Like
you don't say cinema.
I think people would read that on paper, not realizing the connection to cinema, and be all the kinsational.
Well, I will tell you, when I first saw it written out, I was like, what word am I looking at here? It
did take
me a second out where I was like, kinsational?
Kinsational. A symphonic spectacular.
Kinsational. I don't know.
Here we go.
This show is sensational.
I'm stuck now. So I'm only thinking
just
about
don't say the word anymore.
All I'm thinking about is other names. I'm like, why not just name it like the Cinema Symphonic? A nighttime spectacular. Well, I don't know.
What do they call it? What do they do it when they call it, when they do it at Hollywood, the Hollywood Bowl, when they have like John Williams come, or like they do the score, you know, and you can watch them do the score in the movie. I feel like they have a,
I don't
it's
have
like
that
the
money.
Hollywood Symphonic or something, right?
I don't have that money. Technology. Next Level Lagoon Show will feature 228 fountains that reach heights up to 131 feet, incredible 4K projection mapping, an original composition featuring newly arranged scores meticulously crafted to each scene, and more than 600 drones all coming together to envelop guests in a breathtaking display of unforgettable cinematic moments. So we got the drones. We know
no
we got the drones.
Cinephile sauce? I messed up the word.
Nah, you messed that up. It's okay.
The drones, you know.
Drones.
The light up clouds I've been seeing from my house.
I am very excited for this show, so I don't want to like sound pessimistic in this moment with it, but seeing the concept art, seeing like the drones are in the shape of like music symbols and such, I am like, I don't know if the drones are going to be used to just help complement the show, or if they're going to be used in like wow moments, because something seeing that just those simple drone shapes and knowing what they've been testing, I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be as over the top as I want it to be with drones.
Here's what I want from the drones, and if I get this, I'll be happy. I don't care if I get anything else. A ghost.
Like the Ghostbusters logo, or just a ghost in general?
I don't even need the logo.
Like
a ghost
emoji.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Simple, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to set my sights too high in terms of like the symbol.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it happening. It could be limited by like how many can fly in what space. And you've said it before when we've talked about drones on like other shows, like when we talk about like drone shows that have been at Disney, where like, the perspective of where you are. So like it also could be one of those, like it can't be too much because it won't look good on the other side of the lagoon or something.
Yeah.
Although, I guess you watch it all from one side.
Yeah. They allow you to watch it from the other side, but it's
you don't really want to
from
the
one side. 600 drones. So just to put that into
perspective, that's a lot though.
It's a lot to put it into perspective. Did you see over the weekend, the Anaheim Angels, they had a Star Wars drone show for their Star Wars weekend?
I saw they had Star Wars weekend, but
okay. Well, then this won't help out at all with my explanation, but that show had 800 drones, and they were able to like make all the iconic characters and like really showcase Star Wars, where you're like, yes, I know 1000% what that is in there. But at the same time, it wasn't nearly on the same level of detail of like what Disneyland Paris did with their electrical parade show and what they've done with some of their Avengers. So I'm like, take away a couple hundred drones, that's even less detail on it. So I'm sitting here talking a lot about the drones, all to say I'm not going to let that dictate my enjoyment of the show.
Yeah.
It's mostly about, for me, it's going to be about the music and the movie choices that they all pick throughout this show. Anything else, little fireworks bursts they have, the drones, that's just going to be like the icing on the cake with it all. But it's really about what's happening on the lagoon that's going to be the best.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I liked the last lagoon show.
I loved it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I loved the Halloween Horror Nights ones too, you know, like some more than others, but I just loved as an option. And so like the excitement about the announcement of this show also leads me to be like, oh, maybe we'll get a new show down. Maybe we won't, but it would be kind of cool. So it's that hope of, and then who knows, holidays. So it's just nice to have it back.
Yeah. I will never complain about a lagoon show, and I'll never complain about the last thing we're going to talk about, which is also debuting June 14th, because if we didn't say it enough, everything debuts June 14th, except for the Universal Mega Movie Parade. The thing that I am always okay with more of is Hogwarts Always, and this is a brand new nighttime projection show happening on Hogwarts Castle over in Hogsmeade, which is Islands of Adventure. If you're not as familiar with the parks, they've done so many projection shows on Hogwarts now, and I'm happy that they're gonna throw in a new one in the mix. So reading the press release, of course, Hogwarts Always, an incredible new projection show that will take guests on a journey through iconic moments of a school year at Hogwarts, all set against the majestic backdrop of Hogwarts Castle. From supply shopping in Diagon Alley and the exhilarating ride aboard the Hogwarts Express to participating in the sorting ceremony, celebrating the House Cup winner, and so much more, this visually stunning experience promises to captivate witches, wizards, and muggles of all ages. And a cool aspect to this show, which I don't know if you saw when you were reading about it, Rhino. The show will feature four different endings that each celebrate the Hogwarts houses and will culminate with a colorful pyrotechnic display. So like a house cup, according to Michael Aiello on X, there has to be one winner of the house cup. There can be no losers. And, you know, hopefully it's not like the Harry Potter movies where it always seems to be Gryffindor winning nonstop. Like, come on. Can you really have that much luck? I guess they don't, because then the school just basically gets decimated. No spoilers. What?
Most best house. What are you going to do?
I believe you're talking about Slytherin.
Sensational Slytherins.
I'm so done. Fans should also listen for dialogue from beloved characters like Professor Dumbledore, Hagrid, the Sorting Hat.
A hat.
And more. So, you know, I on paper, this show seems like it's going to have a lot. I'm assuming it's going to be very montage heavy, just like all of the other shows, like Christmas and the different ones that they've put on, like the spirit ones. Yeah, no, it's always – I will say this past Christmas – like seeing how insane the crowds have become for the show during the holiday point of the year, it stresses me out for a new show in the summer that hasn't been running before. How busy is this area going to be? But at the same time, I think it's a slow summer in general at Orlando. You know, saying that in context, there's no such thing as a slow summer, but there is at the same time a slow summer. So it's not as bad as it could be, but I think it's still going to be pretty bad. And so maybe that'll make some of these offerings a little bit more enjoyable, or this is what's going to tilt people into actually wanting to come to Universal this summer, which I mean, that would be great too. You know, Dreams Unlimited Travel. That's all I'm saying.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. Can't wait to see if we'll get some special food offerings for some of this stuff. I know we already talked about there being food and DreamWorks Land, but I would love some like theming to like Jaws, Back to the Future, obviously Ghostbusters stuff. Looking forward to the merch. Hoping there's some fun merch with it, you know, whether it's maybe it's even like the retro merch or something like that, but something that kind of celebrates these iconic things. I mean, it's funny because before I went to go see Frozen Empire, I was like, I don't have any Ghostbusters t-shirts that I'd fit it anymore. I had one and I'd already worn it to the first day I saw the movie. And I was like, I need another one. So I went to CityWalk to buy a Ghostbusters shirt, bought two of them.
Yeah. See, I always am just stalking the Roosevelt buy sell trade group. And I'm
to
like,
see if when they have a Ghostbusters. I was thinking about it when I was walking the dog last night, because I was like, that was almost my first Roosevelt's purchase was a Ghostbuster shirt. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And now I kind of regret it because they're like hard to get.
Yeah. You have to just basically buy. And my issue is I don't like wearing people's old shirts. So
you want the
people who have still been hoarding it with the tags on. And, you know,
if somebody that's listening tougher to the show out there, we wear the same size, an extra large, and we've got some trades. Unopened shirts to trade, so maybe. I'm happy to do a trade.
Maybe, but yeah, I'm one day I'll be able to get that, so I'll be able to fill in the Ghostbusters gap that I have. But I am just super, super excited for whatever merchandise they come up with too, because I do think it's going to be retro, based on how they handled the last anniversary merchandise with the park.
Yeah,
they really sunk into the retro stuff. I mean, a lot of that stuff's still available now, which is great. I love that. I bought way too much of it, so I would happily except more throwback merchandise. With the food, I you know what? I'm thinking that we're only really going to get whatever pops up in the tribute store with like the sweets, but I would be pleasantly surprised with more food booths.
I feel like they've also been doing a lot of like those. Universal does a real good themed popcorn bucket.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I could see like a fun Ghostbusters popcorn bucket. Or what about like a hoverboard or a DeLorean popcorn bucket?
That's more where I'm thinking. Yeah. The Ghostbuster stuff has been overdone with popcorn buckets and AMC. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about, whereas I feel like there's other properties that don't. Or pull something out of left field. Like, who would have thought that they were going to make the Glamour Tram popcorn bucket?
Oh my god, I saw that this morning. And did you see he like moves in it and everything? Oh my god. I saw that and I was like,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
How do we get this?
Well, I believe you go to Universal Studios Hollywood and you buy it. So
I can't believe I should have just became an annual pass. No, oh. I didn't end up doing it. And I should have, because you know when I didn't? And I was like, no, I've went two more times after that. So I'm like, it would have paid for itself already.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
I could have gone on this May trip or this June trip I'm doing. But I mean, I like Universal Studios Hollywood a lot. But I feel like we need one. There's a perfect space right up here.
Oh, yeah.
We make space for it. We need more Universal stuff in here.
Always need more plastic. You know, contribute to the
This is what this plastic was made for.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because you always said, what are you going to do with it? And guess what? Now we have shelves and stuff we need to fill with that stuff.
There you go. So. Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just that Mardi Gras still left such a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, but guess who I – I was going to say – they were going to tell me about the gator popcorn.
No.
So I was like, guess what I didn't get?
Well, you didn't.
The plush one's gone.
Yeah, I feel like with the food, I don't know. It feels like every time we go and review the seasonal food anymore, it's like, this wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
So that's why you're not
the same time, I don't need them to do food that much. Just go big with the merchandise. Do that, I'll be happy. But very exciting this summer again. Sensational Symphonic Spectacular on June 14th. We have DreamWorks Land opening June 14th. We have Hogwarts Always opening June 14th, and then of course Universal Mega Movie Parade on July 3rd.
No,
I wasn't going to forget that. Don't worry. So a big summer for Universal Orlando. If you haven't made your plans to visit the resort yet and you need help doing so, as always, we recommend Dreams Unlimited Travel. They will be able to help you out with every single detail. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today to get a free no obligation quote on your next Universal Orlando vacation this summer. You know, even make two trips. Do one in June for the first stuff. Come back for the movies later on. Or just wait for the movie. The mega movie.
And then come back for Halloween Horror Nights.
And then come back for Halloween
August 30th.
And then you know what? Come back for Christmas.
Come back for Grinchmas.
Come back for Grinchmas. Yeah. Why not? You know, Dreams Unlimited Travel. And if you
it's one annual pass. What could it cost you? $10?
There's always money in the annual pass, Stan. So beyond Dreams Unlimited Travel, again, also you can get exclusive content for these two fools.
Yeah.
Over at patreon.com/DizUnlimited. So please consider that. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave comments, questions, video suggestions in the comment section. And if you're listening to this, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you always get the latest episode, and leave us a rating and review when possible. But that's it for this Diz Unlimited Universal show. Thank you, Rhino, for having this conversation.
Hey, thank you. I'll happily talk about any of these properties any day of the week.
We've been waiting so long for this one. I mean, it feels like we kind of talked about the rumors of the parade and like the trademark filing with it and the rumors of the Lagoon show for so long that it's so nice that we finally have these concrete details of when it's happening, that it is actually happening.
Hopefully some more teases of these floats, because we didn't really get any concept art or anything with that, but I would love to see it.
I want to see more of the floats. I want to see more of the show. I'm just excited to see all of it. So we hope we helped inform you this week with this episode, and we hope we got you excited for Universal Orlando this summer, if you weren't already excited enough. But that's going to do it for our Diz Unlimited Universal show. Thank you all so much for taking the time to listen and watch. We appreciate it, and we'll see you again soon with another Diz Unlimited Universal show. Take care, bye-bye, and remember, we finally changed the name.